You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network. Be sure to leave the lights on while you listen.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
This episode contains explicit violence, so please consider this before listening, and as always, check the content warnings and the transcription in the description. Please remember that, above all, this is a horror podcast. Thank you for coming this far with us, and enjoy this one. Those after you. To consume, to possess. In my life, there's one thing I've always wanted, Seal. To feel less. I may look apathetic, but I assure you I'm not. Everything just becomes too much. The world is chaos, it's loud, it's a plate against glass, against skin, against plot. It's a piece with so many instruments, I just wish it end. That it stopped for a moment so I could catch my breath. And when I met you, when I touched you, the world became quieter. I could finally hear the strings, the double bass, the violas, rich and dark, sensual and clear. You called me. The heart stopped, the dance changed. When you left, the noise came back louder than ever, unbearable. I will have lived a sad existence, used to the never-ending headache the world was, but to know silence, to have it on my lips, on my skin, and life. That's what hurts the most, Seal. It changed me. You changed me. Now, there's no coming back. This journey is a one-way ticket. No refunds. I'll see you soon. See ya.
Have you come to a decision?
I have.
Yeah, what a record for my little brother. He'd like to know what happened next. You can pick up that knife if it makes you feel better. That's how it is. You are waiting for me to explain, aren't you?
You caught up to me.
Oh, well, our little game had to end, sadly. The clock ticks even for the gods, clever boy.
What do you want from me? You've been following me since.
Clever boy, don't dwell on the past
do you want?
You ask me what I want when you don't even ask for my name. Maybe I shouldn't be calling you clever, boy. But I will answer you. Big question it is. Set the world on fire. Have fun. Annoy my mother's daily. Find my little brother. One or two more war, whole and heart. These are just a few, and I need them in no specific order.
What do I have to do with all that?
All you do is ask and ask and ask and ask and need answer of my own, boy. Such as, why haven't you been sincere with my little brother?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, but you do. Do you care such as you do in love? Or so you say, as you don't even know the first thing about him. You only know of his name, of his existence, not what he has done. Is that what you humans call love? How could anyone leave their life behind as you've done only to follow after a god no one sees nor remembers? Are you even worthy of him? Did you honestly believe he will love you back and absolve you of your sins or something of the kind? Not even you are that naive.
I saw him, and he... and he saw me.
And? Is that enough? Oh, how little you humans need, and then this guy's in full humidity. Will you not rather keep roaming the world knife in hand, watering the earth with blood? You still have time to decide, clever boy.
Just tell me how to see him. I know you know how.
Oh, haven't you figured it out already? Yes, that look in your eyes tell me you have, clever boy. Maybe you need a helping hand, huh? Why do you wish to kill him?
I have my own reasons.
Oh, he made you feel something. Poor clever boy, the killer of killers, the father murdered, the terror of the rich and the powerful, born in a house that almost ate him. Is that why you killed? Because mommy left you to rot in that house?
No. The moment she left me, she was dead to me. My father was still responsible. He didn't care for her, he didn't even look at her, and she... she didn't understand me. I believe she knew too soon what I would be.
A killer.
An empty shell. An unspeakable thirst.
Poetic. Others will use words such as monster, psychopath.
Those are just words we use to name what we don't care to understand. What we can change and mold to survive in the society as we have it. But it is just human nature. We create, and we destroy. I benefit from what I destroy, and protect those who cannot do it themselves. I survive.
Oh, no one. Don't you ever tire of justifying yourself? As I said, I can see what he sees in you. You probably do his work better, even. A more interesting little brother, yes.
What's your angle in all this? Better.
Oh. I just want to have a conversation with my little brother. I am worried, old sibling, you see?
You're right.
Then, clever boy, answer me this. How does anybody summon the god of silence?
With blood.
No, 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 no!
Seal. Seal, don't... don't cry.
Shh, just... keep breathing. Look at me, yes. Look at me, I'm here. I'm here. No, no, Dick, don't die. If you die, if it's by Bray's hand, I can't. Jack, please, breathe.
Seal. Seal.
Yes. I'm here. I'm here. Tell me.
I couldn't kill you.
Of course you couldn't. You idiot. But if you die, why?
I wanted to see you again.
Don't laugh. Don't. You're losing. Oh, mother. You're losing so much blood.
It's okay. Trust me. Tell Tess that I'm sorry.
You'll okay. Tell her yourself, okay? Breathe, Dick. Please. Don't close your eyes. Don't.
Kiss me. Once more.
Yes. Yes.
I missed that. Always missed that.
Kiss you a thousand times more if you just breathe, please.
Maybe. Maybe I change you too.
Dick, don't close your eyes. Please, please don't.
Mother is here.
Hi, I'm David Orion Bena, writer and producer of Dos After You. This is an independent podcast. If you want to be part of our community and support it, you can join now our Patreon at patreon.com/dosafteryou. Another great and zero-cost way of supporting it is to subscribe, rate, and review it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and spread the word and share it with your friends. The voice of Deck is David Orion Bena. The voice of Death is Violeta Serrano. The voice of Seal is Maurice Joan Devia. The voice of Vre is Matt D. McGregor. Thank you for listening. And remember, record yourself. Seal may be listening. We'd like to thank our Patreons for their support. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. Thank you for the bus tickets.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
You're listening to Tuesday Terrors on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is our weekly anthology for science fiction and fantasy as Lothar Tuppen brings you Wednesday Wonders. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of amazing audio, or find the Wednesday Wonders feed in your favorite podcast player. And thank you for listening, everybody.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.